This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada in the U.S., and we're at ZenCon 2015, and my special guest is Mr. Gary Hawking. Say hi to everybody, Gary.
Hey, how are you doing?
Gary, you and I have been running into each other at conferences for several years now, and it's been my pleasure to get to know you and call you my friend. We talked at recently. We did an interview at Sunshine PHP.
Yep, that's right.
But things have changed a bit with you.
Yes,
so
they have, yeah.
Because you were with the very awesome Rove team at that point, and you've since moved on. So tell us a little bit about your new job and why you're excited about it.
Yes, so I've moved to start working with JetBrains, who make a variety of IDEs for a variety of different languages. Mm-hmm. I'm currently a developer advocate role, which. At the moment, I'm only dealing with PHP Storm, so the PHP IDE.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great role. It really involves writing blog posts and recording webinars outside of attending events, and then a lot of attending events and speaking to people and basically answering any questions or any queries the community or customers have about the product.
And I've got a license to PHP Storm, and it's a phenomenal product, and every time I turn around, there's a new version out that just seems to get better and better. I love that you've got that JetBrains has a developer evangelist now, because you've really got a community that is built just around that product.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably one of the easiest gigs in some ways, because so many people use the product.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a sales job anyway, so the fact that there's so many users, and JetBrains really wants somebody to be a go-to person in the community. So if there's any questions, you know, people can find me on Twitter, on email, or even better in person at events. So yeah, it's really important to JetBrains, and it's a job I'm really enjoying.
You heard it here, folks. If you're you need your password reset at JetBrains, just ask Gary. No, I'm Hey, there are certain people that I'm just not going to make it easy on, and we're good enough friends, so I'm just not going to make this easy on you. Recently, JetBrains changed their licensing model. And there was a kerfuffle in the community.
That's one way of putting it, yes.
Yes. I will admit to my culpability, because I didn't understand at first what was going on.
Yep.
And the initial reports did not look good.
Yep.
But what surprised me was not so much that that I got it wrong, because I get things wrong all the time, but that JetBrains seemed to listen to the community feedback and not change their mind, but reorganize the new licensing model so that it, in answer to the feedback. Talk to me a little about that.
Yeah, so as a bit of background, all of the JetBrains products have always been a licensing module. So you buy a license, but that license would expire after a year.
Right.
So, but you can continue to use the product that you bought after that license. After that license has expired, you just wouldn't be eligible for any updates.
Right.
And the new model will be a subscription-based model, so you'll need to continue paying in order to use the product. For a lot of people who just continue to buy a license every year anyway, there was really, you know, for me personally, I didn't see the problem before people got in touch with me and explained.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want to physically buy something with their money and don't want to lose access to a product once they've stopped paying. And yes, there was a kerfuffle, as you put it, which is a great word to describe it. There was a lot of feedback, a lot of backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from the PHP community, but from all of the development communities.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
There was considerable, PHP and the Java and the C, the Sharp community, all of the communities were a vocal minority, let's say, because, I mean, whoever went onto Twitter to say, oh, look, PHP Storm has a new licensing model and I don't care, nobody would ever do that. So obviously the vocal minority, but it was enough. They were enough of a minority and vocal enough that changes were made. So the people at JetBrains were tasked with this decision, looked at the model and tweaked it slightly. So you now get a fallback license if you pay for 12 months of the product.
Oh, nice.
So it's a similar model, but at least if you stop paying, you still have something that you can continue to use.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a challenge in second month for me at JetBrains, I'll be honest. But it just goes to show that they really care about what the communities think about the product. It would have been easy to just say, so what, you're going to carry on giving us your money? But to be fair, I was amazed at how much concern and how upset that the leaders in that company were about the backlash. So
well, and you're exactly right. There, while there was a vocal minority, most of the people that use the product rely on the product, and so even if they didn't like it, they would have continued to fork over the money, but they wouldn't have had that passion anymore.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing to me. JetBrains didn't backpedal and say, "Oh no, we're not going to do it," and nor did they say, "Screw it, you're either going to do it our way or not." They listened and they said, "Okay, we got to find something that will continue to allow us to exist, but that is good for our customer base." And I respect that. You
yes,
know?
Yeah.
They did a great job. Yeah, it must have been just a really bad second month for you.
It kind of vindicated my decision to join that company anyway. That mm-hmm. made me feel like, oh, I've joined the right company here, mm-hmm. because the way that it was handled and the response was probably as good as you would get from that kind of problem. So
I've seen a lot of companies stumble at that point and not handle it properly. And I think a lot of people came out of that whole discussion with a lot more respect for JetBrains.
Yeah.
Even those that aren't using the product, or those have decided they're going to move on to a different product, they still respect the fact that JetBrains is listening to their customer base.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And that's good. Well, I wanted to appreciate the candor with which you'll talk about that, because a lot of companies would, I know there's a lot of big companies that would simply shut up about it and say, no, we're not going to discuss it.
Yeah.
And so I do appreciate it. Hey, you just recently, I think early this summer or late spring, you bought a van.
I did, yeah. It was actually, I bought it a year ago. But
oh, okay. I thought it was more recent than that. But
okay.
Still, but I see you tweeting about it all the time.
Yes, it's a Volkswagen camper van. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm traveling around the country at the moment, and mm-hmm. We've headed down to France with the family and done a lot of really nice camping trips.
Very
cool. And we
cool.
tend to go to the kind of shows that the community, the camper van community, because mm-hmm. I can't apparently stay away from various types of communities. So, yeah, we really do enjoy going to those events and meeting people with similar vans uh-huh. and, you know, catching up and buying expensive bits, because it never you never stop spending money on it.
That's true, yeah. Well, that is cool. I didn't realize that. I've seen the pictures, and in my mind, when you say van, I think 1970s, the custom paint job and all that kind of stuff. But it's actually a camper van, and y'all go out and actually camp with it.
Yes, absolutely. It's
very cool.
It's a more modern, it's 2002, so it's not mm-hmm. Like a vintage sort of the typical VW camper you think of. But it's a more modern van, but mm-hmm. it's a full conversion, yes. So it's a bed and cooker and... we have an awning to attach. So, yeah, we use it quite a lot. I love it.
That is very cool. Let's see, I learned something new about you. I didn't realize that you were into camping. Certainly didn't realize you were cheating on the PHP community with the camper van community.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I want to take the time to thank you for being with us again on Voices of the Elephant. Usually
no problem.
We don't do things, we don't interview quite this often, but you had some major changes. And like I said, that licensing thing was just very interesting to me. But beyond that, I want to say thank you. You are an active and vocal member of the PHP community. And that didn't stop when you joined JetBrains. That, I've seen people join companies and just drop off the scene. You stayed involved. And you are, if nothing else, you're stepping up your efforts. So thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community.
Thank you for your kind words. I've got a small tear in my eye. You've been so nice. And obviously, everyone says the same thing. Thank you so much for your continued efforts, Carl.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.